From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Update from Humboldt County on the upcoming PSPS. PG&E advising that all customers in Humboldt County will lose power early afternoon Saturday due to the PSPS. Extreme fire weather conditions affecting portions of Humboldt County and surrounding counties causing dangerous conditions for power transmission lines. Be prepared for an outage of up to 4 days. 911 should only be used for life-threatening emergencies. The sheriff's office will issue more information when PG&E provides outage or restoration time estimates. Check on family and neighbors with medical needs. You can get more information at pge.com or call 211 for information. Redwood Times reporting members of the Cal Fire Humboldt Del Norte unit have been sent to Geyserville to battle the Kincade Fire, which has burned more than 20,000 acres. Reportedly, there could be as many as 30 personnel involved. They include some working from overhead and a strike team of engines as well. Well, a couple who potentially saved the lives of people whose home was on fire were honored today at the Humboldt Bay Fire Station. Back on April 29th, two people were sitting in their home unaware of a fire roaring above their heads and threatening their lives. Holly and Alex Bateman were driving by, saw the smoke and flames coming from the roof of the home. They noticed the car still in the driveway and thought to pull over and intervene. Alex called 911 to get help while Holly approached the home and knocked on the door to get the attention of the people inside. She was able to alert them of the fire. Everyone made it out safely. The 4th annual Humboldt County Walk to End Alzheimer's event took place on Saturday, October 12th in Eureka. More than 450 participants raised a record $106,672. Participants walked in a 1 or 3 mile course, learning about Alzheimer's disease, advocacy opportunities, clinical studies, enrollment, support programs, and services from the Alzheimer's Association. The City of Eureka will be performing street paving work on Waterfront Drive from G Street to C Street in Eureka on Monday, that's October 28th, through Saturday, November 2nd. That work requires road and sidewalk closures for the length of construction. Typically, work will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. That work is weather permitting. Alternate routes, if at all possible, are advised for drivers who travel in that area on a regular basis. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.